You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Voice After Show.
Hey guys, Bing is for doing, just in case you didn't know. And we are now at season two, week a few
Jerica
weeks
knows.
Like a bunch of weeks in.
Jerica knows.
Jerica, what week are we in?
I believe she knows for sure.
Week two.
We are at week three or four, I think.
Is it?
Well, it's definitely not week two.
It says the battle of week two is the title.
Okay.
Of the battles, it's the week two.
Of the battles.
Week two of the battles.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, there we go.
So do that, Bing.
Episode eight. All right. Well, there we go. Okay. So anyway, I totally knew that. And I'm Michelle Macedo, your host. You can follow me on Twitter at Macedo Music. We have also lovely
Marcy Smith. And you can follow me on Twitter at Marcialago Music. And?
Oh, yeah. I'm just joining you two at Ronnie Jr. Media if you want to follow me as well. But The Voice.
So you should follow us and tell us what you think. Tonight we had a very interesting show and
very
a lot to talk about. Also, we miss Mark this week, but hopefully he'll be back next week.
Yes, we miss you, Mark.
Yep. So anyway, at first team to go, Adam. Team Adam, we'll just get right into it. Pip and Nathan Parrott. Okay, so this surprised me because it was not like the other people. They were way more alike than
completely
of
alike.
The other ones.
Their voices were very much so alike.
We got the Glee guy. We got the musical theater type, you know, Glee. Just like the nerdy
They could have
guy.
Put him on Glee like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that an advantage for them to sound similar for the team?
You know, I don't know if it's an advantage, but they, for me, were the best performance.
They were the best performance. Yeah, they were one of the two performances where I felt like they were actually communicating.
Yeah, they were in it, and their voices blended well together.
Yeah, they did.
And they were just right there with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were. And they weren't as, I don't know, competitive or like cut off as the other people seemed. But Pip has like a style. He's got a little bow tie.
That's the little squeaky.
And the plaid,
well,
like,
just the name Pip.
Suspender pants.
Yeah.
I remember Marcy's first impression of him when we were sitting
she
there
She was
watching.
Very upset about the bow tie.
She's like, no!
I mean, we definitely, our special segment will be, again, like, Marcy's corner. Because she's going to, like, I hope you wrote a list of all the stuff.
I thought he was cute tonight. I will say that. Pip was
Is his style
tonight.
Evolving? I know you always talk about that, like...
He didn't have a bow tie tonight, did he?
He did. Yeah.
I didn't even
and
notice
you look
it.
Past
Good job.
That.
Pip.
Look at you.
Well, you know what?
Marcy's
the plaid
also
pants
evolving.
Were distracting.
Yeah.
And the suspenders were also
those
distracting.
Those plaid pants and those suspenders were special.
But he's got like that nerdy quality that you like about him.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
And his voice was amazing. Go, Pip.
Yeah. His voice is amazing. I think he had more opportunities to show off. And Adam was awesome, too.
Yeah. Adam. You mean Nathan?
I mean, that's totally what I meant. Nathan,
Team Adam was
Nathan
amazing. Within the Roger. Team, Adam is a Nathan.
And Adam Levine was also awesome.
Everyone was awesome.
And we were talking
show.
About how, okay, if I was on Team Adam, I would totally F up all my chances and just hit on him. I'd just go for it. I would just
She'd be like, forget it. Mm. I don't even care about the top competition anymore. I'm just going for Adam.
I'd be like, I can't be in the same room with you and not jump on you anymore. So this just can't happen.
She'd be like, forget it. I don't care about the show. Let's just go back to your hotel.
Just ignore the fact that every other woman you date is like 5'8 and probably models for
Oh, wait, he's with
Girl,
the model,
right?
He's a modelizer. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he only dates models. Mm. Come on, Adam.
So what are you saying about yourself right now?
I'm not tall.
But you're pretty. You're like a model.
There well, you tell Adam that.
I'll tell him. We'll make
okay,
a call.
And then, you know.
We'll tweet him.
Show him what you got,
yeah, exactly.
Lady.
But bottom line, you would not be able, you wouldn't be able to sing. You would have been.
I'd be really distracted.
Yeah. How'd this guy do, though, the other one?
They did great.
They both did really well. One was like more surfer dude. Kind of reminded us of Mark.
Oh, yeah, Nathan, you and Mark have competition with
you.
Each other.
Do
oh, they're similar.
They're like the same like type.
Oh, yeah. They'd be. At,
they got
yeah.
that chiseled like face look, and yeah. those like cherry lips,
and the blonde like yeah. thing going mm-hmm. on. Yeah,
very like coy and cool and shit stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Totally. Who would win in the competition? Mark versus
in
this
what
guy.
Com- oh
well I have to pick Mark oh my god
I was just gonna see you slipping yeah
okay. Oh yeah for sure
yeah I have loyalty come on
yeah
we're team Mark there you go
you gotta
but Pip won
which I totally I'm cool with.
I agree with yeah
I think that was a good choice they did
his
an Amy
range
Winehouse song.
was better than Nathan's I felt like
yeah it was I think he was more on it and Nathan seemed really nervous
I don't know if he seemed nervous as much as I felt like he was trying too hard to be cool.
Maybe that was it. Maybe that was it. Something about him wasn't as, I couldn't like tell or pick up on his personality.
Right.
I don't know. He just seemed kind of personality loose.
That's the worst when you try to act too cool. If you can pull it off, great.
And they had him in that three-piece
but if you
weird
can't,
suit
oh, yeah.
situation.
Who did
maybe it was
that?
His idea, though. Was it his idea?
I doubt it.
You I don't know.
It? That was definitely
okay,
a stylist thing?
Everything seemed super contrived on the show.
Yeah,
so.
We should ask about the costumes because I don't know if who picks them and I can't tell and
honestly I
knows.
Cannot believe that they pick their own costumes and if I was on The Voice and I will be eventually
yeah
having people
yeah
I can't wait
just wait yeah
no you
I'm gonna
are
be like I am not wearing that
no
her headline,
Marcy's gonna
her,
tell it like it is
her headlines are gonna be like Marcy tough to work with
seriously they're gonna be like oh my god
they're like Christina's got competition
I love how like in a year's time from now we are actually gonna see her on The Voice like
yeah.
that's gonna happen
and then she's gonna have to pick up our calls when we try and call her
I know she don't even she
I'd
don't
be
even,
like Ronnie and be like no you told me to call
she doesn't even text back
up.
With me now so imagine if she's on the show I'm kidding
okay so moving on CeeLo's team All right.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
epic,
another
epic
that's
film.
Another idea
okay,
to put in Marcy's jar.
Yeah,
the evil look to Ronnie.
She loves me.
But
getting it tonight.
Okay, so Marcy, what did you think when? Okay, it's a Tina Turner song for CeeLo's team,
and the two people were
the Shields brothers okay. and Aaron Martin.
Okay,
the
and
pretty
remind me,
girl.
Do they pick their own songs on this one?
No.
No.
CeeLo, oh, their mentors
oh, okay.
pick them.
Okay, well, that makes sense. All right.
Yeah.
And that's when he chose a Tina Turner song. Which one?
What's Love?
Got What's to Love Got to Do With
It? Just the one.
Okay, but one of the teams was this brother rock and roll
out of control,
type.
Like the Project X boys.
Yeah, the dude, he had like a, like I get not brushing your hair, and I get how you can get used to that, but it just... It was just a little too crazy. It was just crazy. And they were all like rock and roll. And they seemed.
That's their style.
Like,
though.
Yeah. I just, he just, it just like really just couldn't stop
it
staring at
it. Didn't bother me. Let me tell you what bothered me, though.
Okay. What bothered you?
So, I like Aaron's voice. Don't get me wrong. And she's different.
It's interesting. Yeah.
She was doing way too much with the song.
Yeah.
Way too much.
I think that she was trying to compensate.
And all I'm going to say is, Aaron, thank God you came out half naked. Otherwise, CeeLo would not have picked you.
What an outfit, too.
Half naked.
What an outfit. And they are totally different types. I mean, with
half
Pip and Nathan.
And football pads.
Shoulder pads. And with her voice is so interesting. There's
her
so
interesting.
Much going on. I mean, it really is. I mean,
but
I like her
song,
voice.
It was all wrong.
I think it
was
a bad
she was
choice
out
of the song. It was a bad choice of
song. She was doing the most with whatever ad-lib she was trying to do, I was like, girl, pull back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
putting a lot out there.
Well, maybe she was trying to compensate because she's not the greatest vocalist. I mean,
but you know what, also, though? She has a really interesting voice, so she doesn't have to be the greatest vocalist.
Yeah.
And I think that's where vocalists jack up all the time, is if you have an interesting tone or an interesting thing about your voice, you don't have to be amazing. You don't have to do a million runs and all that stuff. You just have that interesting tone, and people love you for that.
Exactly. And that is the advice that, who gave that? Jewel or Kelly Clarkson or Alanis Morissette or something? They said, like, it's about you. Like, don't compete.
No.
Because you won't win.
But right. She still has to dress like that. That's an important factor.
I don't think she has to.
So
I
the
think
lesson for the
helps.
Voice...
what did you say? Shoulder pads and half naked.
Hold on a second. What were we talking about? Because, you know, people said this was The Voice, and so we should be judging The Voice. The Voice was not judged tonight between Aaron and the Shields brothers, because the voices... Wise, the Shields brothers were better, and they should have won.
That's also the other thing. It's her against, like, a duo, which you're competing against two voices, okay? And they obviously had worked out their harmonies.
Amazing harmonies. They were great.
Yeah, they really had it down. They had their thing down. The sounds, like, clashed. They just clashed.
And then you have the sex kitten.
Yeah.
Who
she's very
was
attractive.
Not very good. She's very attractive. I would hit that.
Totally.
Like, whatever. But, like...
So I'm would CeeLo. So
yeah, would CeeLo. Clearly, because he picked her. And she vocally was not better. And this was the voice the Shields brothers should have been picked.
Yeah, I think that, yeah. You know, they always say that they try and make it about just that show or performance.
Nope.
And they're trying not to think about any other performance. But we do have to remember that the
her
only
first
blind
performance
part.
Was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was amazing. Amazing cover. But the only blind part of The Voice is the first part.
Right.
Now, everyone can see.
Now you see all that ass out.
And I wish...
Yeah, America would try to assume, oh, no, we only care about a vocalist. No, you don't.
No.
You put up posters. I hate to say it, you put up posters as a 14-year-old kid, like, oh, my gosh, I love such and such, because you kind of secretly want to do them, even though you're 14 years old and you don't really know sexually.
Be them.
Yeah, or something. I mean, there is that attraction. Like, yeah. This is crazy to think vocal is the only
it's
thing
not
that
just
matters.
Vocal.
I think it's... It's good to try and weed out, like, you know, people who have awesome voices and be like, wow, I love their voice. But at the same time, it is about the voice, but it's not fair. And it's also not realistic to think of it. I just challenge people, challenge themselves, and challenge what comes up when they watch this, though. And they're like, oh, did that... Okay, this is what I wish.
Look, I'm like, where is
then
she going?
Then I found $5.
This is a challenge. This
okay,
is clearly
it is a challenge.
Where is she going with
it
this?
Is a challenge. And not a lot
me of
sleep.
X Factor moments.
But seriously, I wish that they didn't show what they looked like during the blind auditions.
But can we just say, though,
to us?
I was going to say, I thought we as viewers should watch the blind auditions and turn around.
That's what I say.
Because I would have never, the girl you're talking about?
Well, that's what I just
obviously
said.
We were like, whoa, she's very good looking, so someone's going to pick her and
see. But yeah, that's what I'm saying is that we think the decision is like so clear, but we have all this shiznit in our head.
However, you know, I still think the Shields brothers are not attractive in any way, shape, or form. However,
not even
vocally,
the animal on his head?
Nope. But vocally, tonight, they did far better than she did.
Yeah.
Far better. And all I gotta say is, Aaron, girl, thank God for your body, and make sure you work out on a regular basis, and you keep that stuff, because if you don't, you won't be in this business. That's...
Marcy's Corner, everyone.
I'm just
there
saying.
It is.
Yeah.
No, totally.
No, seriously, because if you walked into a studio and you did that performance for any major label or person, they would have been like, you're hot. I want to hit it. Can we do it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not signing you.
Yeah. It's very true.
I'll tell you I'm going to sign you so we can hit it.
Yeah.
But
the true reality of this music industry.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
If it was like an industry showcase.
What you see on the movies, it's not far-fetched from the reality.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not.
I'm just saying. Like,
there really is a casting couch.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So anyway, CeeLo chose Aaron. And... Okay, I wrote this down.
Wait. What did Neo say about Aaron? Neo said this. She said, looking at you is the easy part.
Yes, he did say that. He said, looking at you is the easy part.
What does that mean? That's all bad.
I know. He said he didn't like believe her emotionally. He wanted, and then he was just, there was like a shot of him just like staring at her. Yeah. I was like, I feel a little uncomfortable.
I just want to hit that. That's all.
And the crazy thing is, weird. Neo probably could make a song for her that would work.
I'm
he's
sure.
incredible. Like,
he's got a few songs, one called Say It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, well, I'm, you know, maybe they will make it work, or maybe he'll just look at her. But either way,
engaged,
she totally won.
So.
And CeeLo, as Marcy calls him, Little Arms, CeeLo in his PJs hanging out was...
In his what?
In his PJs. He's always in
his gear, yeah.
PJs. Okay, in the battle between
there was
being
no battle.
A perv and being a professional.
He picked perv.
When men or anyone... When men...
He picked perv
can be
all day
in charge
long.
Sometimes.
I mean, I was so with Adam when he was like, that was weird. I don't know what you were doing.
Totally, yeah. Like, he was like, that was so weird. I agree
with
that.
And he picked the Shields brothers, and Adam, I am with you all day long.
And Blake just picks the girls every time.
Blake's a mess. Poor baby.
So anyway,
why is he a mess?
Next team, he just always picks the girls. Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
Next is Team Christina.
Can't let that drop.
They did No Air by Jordan Sparks and... Who else is in the duet?
Wasn't that Chris Brown?
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That was it.
Not my favorite song.
Jonathan and Ashley.
Really?
Jonathan, Brazilian. Ashley, psyching herself out.
I like them both.
Me too. They both have great voices.
I really like them both.
And they seem like they're really working off each other on stage.
However, again, I think vocally, Jareth was, or...
Jonathan. But that's a
whatever
good guess.
Whatever his name is.
That was a good guess, though.
Super weird. Why did your parents name you that?
Yeah, that's tricky.
Though,
that's
because
tricky.
Because my legal name is jacked up like that.
Oh, what is it?
What?
No.
What do you mean, what?
Can we make it up?
Dude.
Then?
Anyway.
I can't believe you just did that.
Her room, maybe she's got... Maybe her name is also... You know who she looks like? She does look like Shanola, too.
Shanola.
Yeah. What?
My parents would not name me an ethnic name like that.
There's nothing wrong with the name
Although,
Shanola.
My name's pretty ethnic, so let me stop.
Say it, Marcy.
Yeah, like... That's... Oh, my God.
It's just Marcy.
All right, fine.
Yeah. That's like me being like, well, Marcy's I am related to royalty, but let's not go into that. It's like,
we'll
what?
Pry it out
what
of
are you talking about?
Get
Everyone
it to you
wants
after,
to
the,
know.
After the commercial.
Yeah.
Right, fine,
so
whatever.
You don't like that girl's name is what you're saying.
It's a boy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's a guy. It's a boy.
So there's that.
Fired.
He's also like, he was also like in love with Christina. Christina was like, no, let me just like do a little flirting. And he almost fell
he's
off.
He's like, I couldn't do it looking into
feet.
Her blue eyes.
I know. He's like, I got a little lost. Okay.
Lost in them crooked boobs. I don't know.
Like, oh, no.
Love you, Christina. Seriously,
love,
dude.
That's love.
Them boobs, though?
Would you fix... We should fix them.
They're doing something.
So, yep, that happened. Ashley won.
I don't know why.
They were both really good.
Ashley was good, but I feel like... homeboy. I'm not even going to try to say his name again. He was just better. I just feel like
Jonathan.
He was better.
Yeah. You know, Adam's thing, or was someone said that he stayed more like one note. And I think that Ashley had better parts of the song to sing.
She had better parts, but even some of those parts, she kind of went off too much.
She did go a little off. She is also 17.
Yeah.
Which
she's going to
grow. Cray cray.
She's definitely going to grow in this competition. I mean, I'm not mad that she got it. Like,
no, I mean, she's...
I could totally be 19. A fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Ashley. That's cool.
Go, Ashley.
Okay, so Team Blake.
Okay.
Get out of my dreams and get into my car. Or whatever, my backseat or whatever it's called.
Okay. That's
All
I remember about this competition between Alex and Jermaine is what the heck did they put Alex in?
Wait, let me think about this.
This is the moo-moo.
Oh, yeah, the moo-moo. That's what they put her in. I don't know what that was about.
She's 19.
Well, everyone's judging for the voice. Marcy is judging for the moo-moo.
Well, you know, it
makes
comes.
A difference.
Or whatever her real name
look,
is.
Look, Aaron won.
That lady over there.
Hold on a second. Aaron won because she came out in panties. So.
Wait, and panties and.
Shoulder pads.
Yes,
which
panties
is,
and
which
shoulder.
Is the look, yeah.
She came
it
out
is.
In
Michelle
lingerie,
was wearing that last night.
Lingerie exactly. football wear. She had lingerie football wear on.
Uh-huh.
So she won because of that.
Yeah. She did.
Yeah.
But the moo-moo. And the girl was how old? She was 19. Really young.
Yeah. This girl, yeah.
She had the moo-moo on. She was 19.
She's also, like, a really, like, guarded person and seemed, like, super insecure, and it's one of those people that you're like, dude, you have nothing to be insecure about.
Well,
like,
I don't know about
just
nothing.
Go. Okay, but, well, but
yes,
so insecure, so insecure, insecure that she's like, whoa. So she could have, I don't know, maybe they put her in something else, and she was like, hell's nah. But
maybe
she said what?
Hell's nah.
Right? What she said?
Hell's yeah. Nah.
I love that. Right? That needs to be on like my ringtone or
okay,
something.
Okay, I'll put it on your ringtone.
Hell's nah.
Hell's nah. Okay, then we Kelly Clarkson. Oh yeah. Jermaine is Alicia Keys' backup singer.
Not fair. Why are you gonna
Why is that not fair?
It's not fair because he's so seasoned and so used to being on stage. She's 19. She hasn't done anything.
But he was even threatened by her. She was super threatened by him.
Maybe he just let it off that way.
But he probably wasn't.
He probably was not threatened.
Let me tell you something.
He said it made him nervous. He's definitely cocky.
He had to say something. I bet you they asked him some retarded question.
What do you think of?
And he had to say
something. Yeah,
worded
it weird. Oh, and so he was like.
So nervous around
No, he would not say even I'm so nervous. Because, okay, Kelly Clarkson, she was like, what did she say? Oh, you're so good. I want you to come on tour with me. And he was like, okay, only if I can open for you, though.
He is entirely too cocky for me. And
he is.
You know what? Jermaine's a good singer. I'm not going to take that away from him. His tone is amazing. His pitch is amazing.
Here comes a butt.
His inflection is
big
amazing.
Butt.
It's the only but is, you know, you have to be humble about who you are.
Yeah.
Where you come from, because that stuff can be snatched away from you in a second. I.e. Aaron and the Shields brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, all he needs to do is have some hot chick up against him and it could be gone.
That's true. That's true. And so, Jermaine, I mean, that's exactly what happened.
What happened. Oh, hell's not. Yeah, hell's yes, not. Exactly. So
he was lucky.
He was up against Alex and the Moomoo.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
wasn't a competition for Jermaine.
No, it wasn't. And they did well. I don't know. It was seemed like kind of erratic and all over the place, the energy of it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, like I said, Jermaine's a great singer. Jermaine, do your thing. All I'm saying is, dude, you cannot be so cocky. Like, you're going to have your moment. Just let it come.
Like, that's awesome that you get to sing background for everyone. And Alicia Keys sent in a video that's a good look. That's awesome. But
that's a great look.
You know,
that's a great look.
That's a lot of credibility.
Yeah. You know, but don't be like, oh yeah, like limit, like trying to swindle something with Kelly Clarkson.
I know.
Like that's so sketchy.
Girl, I ain't gonna be on tour with you. I'm gonna be opening for you.
Yeah. Why don't you sing backup for my tour?
Wow.
Come on, like dude, relax. Like whoa.
Who's gonna work around that?
That's crazy.
He's lucky that was Kelly and not like Patti LaBelle, because she would have been like,
oh no,
I ain't working with you no more. Next.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. That's true.
How did Kelly let up on the show? She was pretty good.
Yeah, she's
Kelly's
so nice.
Fantastic.
I mean, I know
you're
a fan of hers, so
she's fantastic. She offers great advice every time.
She's super nice every time. She's like, "You sound amazing," because I usually do. And she's super nice, and she seems down to earth and all that.
Yeah, she's great.
I feel like Marcy said such great things about her that, like, when I hear her music, I'm, like, more of a fan now.
And yeah,
really,
totally.
I'm like, wow, she really is good. Like, that Stronger song, when I hear it,
vocally,
I'm like...
Vocally, like, Kelly is amazing. Vocally, that girl, oh, my God, if I could ever be in the studio with her and, like, write with her or something, girl, I'm here.
Yeah.
Maybe she can sing backup on your tour.
Or maybe she could
open for you.
No. I just like to be in the front row and watch her. She's amazing.
No, totally.
She's amazing.
Freaking awesome. So maybe perhaps a possible judge on like some sort of voice show.
Oh, Kelly?
Yeah.
Does she have the time to do it?
Did they already try and do that?
I think
she could do that, actually.
But she's actually quite...
It just seems like a lot of people really like her. So
she's quite constructive, but she's also like, that wasn't good. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she knows.
And
when
I hate to say it, but I think this weight thing is kind of good for her. Well, why are you shaking your head?
Weight's not sexy for
anybody. No, I know that. No. Trust me, I know. I battle
okay,
the weight thing all
Ronnie,
the time.
Ronnie, explain yourself.
No, well, you don't agree with me? I
do. I'm saying
the fact that she has put her foot down at some point and said, I'm a thicker girl. I'm thicker than a Snicker. Like, she's fine with it. And I think when you talk about like judging, she'll have. Her voice is already great. I don't mean vocally, but her voice of what she's saying is already going to be good for these types of shows, like you say, as a judge. Then you add on top of it the fact that she will eat a candy bar and be okay with that.
That's I eat candy bars every day.
I know, but I you're slim and you're very lucky. M&Ms. And you're very lucky. And don't make me disagree with you. No, but like
that's let's just all hear each other out.
No, but I just think like if she did get plucked to be on one of these shows, maybe even X Factor, I think people would really respond to her in a great way.
Yeah, you know,
I think she would be. You don't think
the weight thing? Because the weight thing is like it's very like, man, we want to hear what she has to say because she's been in this industry.
No, that's good. I think it's good.
No, I don't think the weight thing. Oh, here we go.
I think it's just she is that like all American girl next door. That's like her thing. I mean, literally, that's her image.
I don't look at her because
she's from American Idol. She literally is like came
on.
Kelly
has way too much attitude to be the girl next
door. Well, now that she's like a superstar,
she had the attitude before. People just didn't see it. They didn't let people see it.
So I think that even then, maybe with that attitude, or even if she didn't have the attitude, I think that at least it's healthy to at least put her in there and not like totally criticize her for having some way or whatever.
You know what? If Kelly wants to be a big girl, you be a big girl because you can sing any big girl or little girl up under the carpet. I don't care. Yeah. Like, do your thing.
Big girl or little girl.
Yeah.
Ronnie, what would you say about that? Big people,
Big people, little people. There's two types of people. No, but I mean, Marcy, you've never struggled with weight, and I have, and I'm just saying, like, I'm not even a Kelly
fan.
It's
coming.
Like
my doctors, everybody keeps telling me it's coming. So
it'll change you.
There will be a
it's
time.
It's just tough. It's just tough, and I think it's great that Kelly's, you know, she's kind of like, hey, I'm a big girl, whatever. But you never know. Maybe she'll lose the weight again.
You know,
she looks cute.
All I'm
I guess
saying,
either way.
Look, I don't care if people are big because you know what? The average size on a woman in the United States is a size 10. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like a 0-1. So
yeah, let's talk about the average size of LA.
Yeah. I'm like anorexic in comparison to the average size of the US woman. And so it's like, you know what? Do your thing. All I'm saying is wear appropriate clothes for your size.
Well, yeah. That's agreed.
Like a size 10 girl, she can be absolutely beautiful and look perfection. Like, again, just don't have yourself in something where that's not sexy.
Yeah, it can be
that's
classy.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm... It doesn't have to be classy. It can be cute. It can be sexy. It can be whatever. But, like, that's my problem. I've had on stuff where I was like, why did I wear that? That wasn't sexy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... It happens.
Okay.
It happens.
All righty.
It certainly does.
Don't wear it. What makes you look bad. I'm going to have to reevaluate.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything
don't
I wear.
Look at
tweet
what
it to Marcy
on
before you go outside.
Because you know when you look in the mirror when you leave, you're like, do I look sexy?
Yeah, and on a performer standpoint, that is so important. That's like a really
seriously
big like I feel like the way you dance and sing and move. I mean, I'm not a singer, so what am I even? What is this? You know,
that's moving.
But at the same time, like I feel like you are right in that aspect.
I'm
right?
Not kidding. Like, I don't care if you're a big girl. Like, just wear things that are appropriate for you. That's where I come from.
Yeah. No matter what your weight is, I think the most important thing is not even that you're a size 0, but that you dress to flatter yourself.
Exactly.
Well,
you know
feel like
how to dress.
I almost feel like we're doing the after show for NBC's Biggest Loser, but it is more NBC's The Voice.
Well, you know.
Great show, though.
No, we got some big people on The Voice.
Little people or big people.
And speaking of the next team, Team Blake with Katrina, speaking of big girls.
She was a big girl.
She was. And an Angel. Katrina and Angel.
Who was also a big girl. I didn't even notice until they put her
you
in
know
that
what
damn outfit.
I think that she gained weight since last year or something.
No. They
gained
put
weight
her
since when?
See, this is what I'm talking about outfits.
Yeah.
You can wear an outfit that makes you look amazing.
You know, chubby beautiful people ain't going to like you talking all that mess.
Don't care.
I know you
don't care because this is a perfect example. Angel looked amazing in her first audition. She looked great. They put her in some form-fitting, like, sparkly number, accentuating all the extras.
I will admit, when we watched X Factor and we saw, what's her name, Melanie, sometimes...
Thank you.
Melanie was perfect
amazing
90% of the time.
Oh, yeah.
And then 10% of the time,
what did they put her
they
in?
They went to these uniforms where you were
it's
like...
True.
What did they?
I would literally be like, I thought she lost weight. And then they'd be like... I guess not.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah.
And women, I think, would, you know, the thing about being a bigger person, okay, bigger guy, you just, you know, guys, we don't have to dress like women. But women, you could accentuate your curves. So you do have a little women, bigger girls, you know.
I completely agree. I am straight flat-chested, and I'm perfectly okay with it. Yeah. Like, whatever.
Like let's
there
take
are
little,
voluptuous
let's,
girls that have, like, amazing
let's
top.
Take, let's
and you
take
also don't have to, like, have curves to, like, dress it up, you
well,
know?
Let's
like,
take,
I
let's
mean,
take little Snooki when she was chubby in a club. She still
Snooki is always chubby. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, but I mean,
she's like 4'11".
I know, but she's.
But and let me tell you, I'm 5'1", so it's so easy to look chubby.
Yeah, it is. I'm 5'1" as well.
But you know,
like,
on a chubby
damn.
Snooki day, she hoists up the chichis, and it's
and you're just looking at the chichis. You don't even see anything below the chichis.
We're talking about a mother to be
in the club.
We're talking about a mother to be.
All right, back to the point.
Well, it's Snooki though.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, we need not say any more.
Don't let me be on Jersey Shore. That would
no, no, no.
A whole mess.
Oh, no. We'll keep you far away from New Jersey. So, Team Blake, We Belong Together by Pat Benatar. Okay, Kelly Clarkson was... Oh, wait, wait. Wait. What? Yes.
Wait.
Wait. Why do I have
no.
Aaron...
Hold up.
Well,
wait.
All I have is that stop. Katrina killed
it. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's why. I just put
Katrina. That wasn't
Katrina.
A battle. It just wasn't even a battle.
Yeah, Katrina just sang it so well.
So much better. Like, Angel really struggled with that song. And
yeah.
In her defense, I'm sure she probably barely ever heard it before.
Do you think that's why it was? Or?
Because of the age, because of the culture, because of...
Culture.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean, I don't know where
How,
she grew
was
up
she,
at.
Was she, like, much
did
older?
Did she grow up in, like, the hood or something? Like, you don't hear that kind of music.
In the hood, you can't listen to Pat Benatar?
I didn't say you can't.
But you probably don't.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's probably her first time That's, really hearing that song. She might have heard it before, like, in passing, but not, like, you
right,
know.
Whatever the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, and Agreed. We never... When we don't know...
And in
and
rehearsal,
Katrina...
she was reading the lyrics every time. She had the paper with her every time.
Oh, I didn't know.
The other chick didn't have it.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm sure, like, it makes a huge difference. Huge, huge.
I mean, Katrina just really
And I can speak to that because, you know, like, when I go on auditions, people automatically think, oh, little black girl, she's going to do R&B. And they'll throw some song at me and I'll be like, I don't really know that one.
Ooh, like what?
Like, a lot of stuff. You'd be... When I
that's like,
I auditioned
that's
like for like the Tony
racial
dude, it's
profiling.
Seriously like no, it's awful. Like,
I mean that's typecasting.
Marcy grew up in Colorado.
I auditioned for the Tony Braxton to be a Tony Braxton
oh,
background singer.
We remember that day. Now.
Yes, and you got really far, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and then I got cut, but like I didn't know what to sing when they said sing a Tony Braxton song that we didn't give you to learn. You know what I sang? I sang the Christmas song that she did on Babyface's album because that was the only song I knew.
Well, I mean, I think,
I don't really listen to
like seriously. That's an original choice, and also maybe not everyone would know
and
about
very
that.
Festive and holiday.
And thank God Tony was super nice, and she was like, "Oh my God, that's so cute." Okay, girl,
see, she liked
thing.
It.
I was like, "Thank you, Lord."
Oh my God, yeah, seriously.
Marcy's in there. I'm not really a fan of your music.
No, I am a fan.
I'm
no,
joking,
that's
I'm
not
joking.
True. I totally am a fan of Tony's music. I think she's an amazing vocalist. I just wasn't. I didn't grow up on it. You know yeah. what I mean? Like everyone else who was in the
room. So that's a bad choice of the mentor to give this girl or
exactly.
this individual.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, you know, for her to have that song, it was kind of already...
Yeah.
She was already the underdog.
Destined to fail almost.
Yeah.
Not destined to fail, just the underdog.
Yeah, totally. Well, for Team Blake...
Katrina.
Okay. Or... Yeah, Katrina.
Katrina was amazing, though.
She like, was. She
like
was
Angel,
so amazing.
Even if she knew the song, she would have had to really come up. Like, Katrina, she was I'm going to win this?
Yeah.
Forget you and you and you and you.
And also, like, there was mold growing in our house, so she was, like, too sick to sing, which is, like, okay, they need to explain that or whatever. But she seemed like she is on stage, like, you know, like, it's no
which
big
reminds
deal.
Me, people, I need a story. So if you have any ideas, let me know.
Yeah, you guys, she needs a story.
Oh, because of the way they put people on the show, because you have
mold
a...
in your house? Seriously.
So,
that's a story.
Well, you know how many people have mold in their house?
You know what? I bet
I have mold in my house.
I bet they asked, like, was there anything that kept you from, like, singing? You know how that one girl had the deteriorating jaw thing? You can't really, like, beat that in terms of, like, being, you know, sick and surgery and all that stuff. But I'm saying Katrina can't beat that. But you maybe could
Marcia's
say something.
Got some time before the auditions to come up with them.
Yeah, come up with something. Okay, so next is Gwen and Aaron. Okay.
For team.
Oh, this is team Blake.
Oh,
Blake,
okay.
Blake.
This was a sad one.
Oh,
is this the accident? The
no, not accident.
No.
Aaron's dad had cancer.
Had pancreatic stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Which means like in stage cancer. Like,
when she auditioned.
Like dying cancer. Yeah.
And of course, the week, or I don't know what the real time is for them.
But you know what? That totally makes sense. People that are terminally ill generally will stay around long enough.
Yeah, to see.
As they have to.
Yeah.
So that, oh, that
like
completely.
Oh, like with the will?
Yeah. The will to live, exactly.
And he wanted to see her, and completely like, that's makes so sense. Sad. Oh, my God.
And, you know, he did. And apparently, by the time this aired, he passed away.
Yeah, because it said in memory of.
They put in memory of, which is incredibly sad.
That's
and I'm
so sad.
So happy for her that he got to see her make it past.
Well, let's talk about how it seems like the day of, I don't know really when it was, but the week of or whatever, the performance, her mom called and was like, he has 24 hours. So
I don't know if her mom called. I'm sure.
Oh, she said that. Remember?
Oh, really?
To Blake. Yeah, when she sat down, she was like, basically, he has 24 hours and he wants, and he told me to stay here.
I'm sure. You know, here's the thing. You can't dictate somebody's life. I mean,
yeah.
You just can't. You don't know. Like, they could be sick, and you just never know. You never know. Like, that person could be holding on and waiting and waiting and waiting and as long as they can.
Yeah, that is so freaking sad.
You just never know. So, like, kudos for her and her dad being able to see her succeed.
Yeah.
And be happy with what she wants to do.
Totally. That's a good way to go.
Yeah, so.
Oh, my God.
Yay,
I can't
Aaron.
Even deal with how sad that is. Yay, Aaron. She was awesome.
She was really good.
Oh, my God.
Her tone is amazing.
Yes. And Gwen was good, too.
Gwen was good.
She was, like, pitchy at times.
Yeah. Aaron was better.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, she had that pain and stuff to draw from, too.
Yeah. So. Also, she definitely had a lot of, like, motivation that's, like, really emotionally
charged.
You know,
Aaron's a big girl. And they put her in appropriate clothing. She had on that green dress with the little belt thing. Like,
yeah, totally.
Gave her a little bit of a waist. And
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's true.
No muumuus.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was not a muumuu. Exactly.
But they put the 19-year-old in one. What? Why? I will never understand.
So, Aaron, good for you. May your dad rest in peace.
Yeah, that's like so freaking sad. I can't even deal with it. If I think about it, I'll just breakdown.
Yeah, I'm not really emotional like that, but
oh, I'm with Michelle. I get. I can't watch these shows. I'm like,
I don't even want to talk after that. Yeah, totally.
But it was a beautiful performance, and I'm sure your dad is looking down on you, and you're probably going to do well in this competition.
Yeah, totally. I think she is going to go really far because she was flawless.
Completely.
I didn't hear anything off.
Seriously, she was.
And Marcy and I listen. We're listening.
You know I listen.
And we're like, what? And you know, the most important part, I think, is like the beginning, the start. Whoever starts it, you know, sets it.
Yeah.
And if they're off, it's just like, oh, you're just gonna
go downhill.
Yeah. It's like, you can't save yourself now.
Yeah.
It's just too late. But they were awesome.
Extremely well.
And next week is the first week of the live.
No, there's more auditions, girl.
No way. Next week is the first week because they just like cut out everybody else. Swear to God.
So we're still on taped right now?
What do you mean, swear to God?
So, like, I remember seeing it at the end.
You may
want to
go check IMDb before you make all these.
No, but I swear to God.
No. We still haven't had that one girl that was like super amazing. Remember? Like,
which girl?
Dude, they had a whole thing about
remember
auditions
next week.
Remember
how we had like six... Remember?
Would it be the right time to go to commercial?
Let's go to commercial.
After Buzz TV, what do you want to buzz about?
Wow.
What do you want to buzz
Look at him
about?
Trying to be all sexy.
What do you
He's like,
come on, baby, what do you want to buzz about?
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds. like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different aftershows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV aftershows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV.
It's question.
What do you want to buzz about?
Those are the questions I'm going to ask.
Hello.
All right. Well, guys, well. Just had a trip to Marcy's Corner. Now we're back.
It's just real dark and dirty over there.
Ready to go. We really want Christina Milian to come in.
I just
and
thought
hang
it
out
be,
with us.
I like to put it out in the air because that's how we get stuff done.
Girl, yeah. I got some questions for you.
Well, I mean, the thing is, she's the social media, which I think was a great addition to this year's Voice versus Season 1.
They did have it, but Allison Hayslip.
Yes, but I like Christina Milian better.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah.
But
it no,
was
but
like,
yeah.
It was like the other girl didn't matter.
Well, and also,
Christina
Milian,
we know that she sings and that she has something to do with the music industry.
And she acts.
Oh, right, right.
I think she's a better actress than she is a singer.
Oh, sure, what has she acted in?
The Wood. No, that was
what's that?
She did that movie with Homeboy where they have that dance.
What are you talking about?
We were with just, Steve Harvey.
We were just not on our IMDb
Steve
game
Steve Harvey and
I
can't remember.
I'm going to look that up.
I think like...
Dude, I'm not kidding. They have this dance.
An apple.
It's literally like, that's
iPad.
The...
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool.
That's a great dance.
Now we got
and
it.
She was like the hot, popular chick.
Yeah.
And he was nerd.
But I think
she's
it's,
hot.
I like that she's on the show.
Mariah Carey's husband was in it. He was the
Nick
star.
Nick Cannon.
Oh, yes. Nick Cannon.
Well, that's when they were together.
Drumline?
No, it wasn't Drumline.
Was he in that?
We were both like, no.
But anyway.
Like, that's the one movie I thought he was in. He was?
Okay.
Her,
though? She's great. I mean.
I don't have an issue with her. I just want to know, what does it feel like to fall from grace? That's all.
She didn't fall from grace.
Well, whatever the opinion is, I'm sure everybody has a different one, and they're all valid.
I think it'd be good to have her in here.
Yeah.
Because if she's going to be the social media guru of The Voice, it'd be smart for her to come in here at one point. And,
agreed.
And like,
Christina, I love you. I think you're
audience,
sexy.
Yeah.
I think you're hot.
And Marcy will sing, write a song for
I
you,
I think
too.
It's fair to ask
her
questions.
Really
I'm all about
lately.
Writing songs, yes.
I yeah. gotta like you, but all right.
RPM gum.
Your baby's totally cute.
Oh, what was that noise?
I don't know, but Christina Milian, come in. Also, speaking of your dance.
Girl, I'll be supportive. I won't have you hanging out like that.
Oh, no, totally. I mean, yeah, you have nothing against her, but that's a
nothing
fair question.
Yeah.
You know, what her life has been like. The point of an interview, you know. So.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
Ronnie
all right.
Jr.
We're not taking sides. But I'm just saying.
Women,
I'm just saying.
I will let you be right.
I'm not battling.
It's not about being right.
Anyone.
It just is.
All right.
Marcy,
so,
Marcy, if that's your real name, which it's not.
On that note,
wow.
You guys vote for Maria Menounos on Dancing with the Stars.
And Jahlil White.
She was there this
Why
week.
Why Jahlil?
Because Jahlil's the homie. He's my homie.
Oh,
so.
Good.
Well, he should come. Well,
vote for him, too.
I'm sure Maria will. Well, you know. Go,
you should vote for
Maria.
After.
Vote for both of them. Yes, vote for Maria, then vote for Jahlil.
And you can call him 12 times, and then they cut you off. I did it.
I think a lot of people would also be interested to know about Jahlil with like what he did, falling from grace as well.
I don't know if he fell from grace.
I don't know if Christina Milian fell from
this
grace.
Is a, you know, this is a
Jahlil
totally...
just didn't get back into sitcom life.
Yes,
that's
Dancing
all.
With Stars,
he didn't fall from grace, though.
We did like Maria on the, you know, Rock
yeah,
the
she's
Blue.
Awesome.
The
blue,
laugh. Blue thing, you know, she was doing it.
And
yeah.
She's for reals like that.
All I gotta say is,
like
I don't know how old Maria is, but mama, you look good.
Yeah.
I'm
she's
like.
She's 33.
Oh,
girl, get it. Get it. That's all I gotta say. You
oh,
look
yeah.
good.
Well,
booty
look
good. Like, that whole little montage
yeah.
was like working for you.
It's so good, though, that like America will see, you know, they see a reporter. So now they'll see so much more, you know, into the life, you know.
I mean, she's an
and
author.
And for you not to be
she's
a dancer,
so many
you did
well, no,
a really
that,
good
but...
job. For her not to have any, like, dance background.
Oh, yeah, totally.
She did a fantastic job.
I liked how, in the package, out the gate, it was like, yo, I've been an athlete more so. So, you know, now America, because I feel like America will probably think, oh, she could dance, you know.
Because she's a girl and she's beautiful.
No, here's the thing. I'm a black girl, so I'm supposed to be able to dance.
You spoke on this. This must be true.
Dude, you give me some choreography, I'm a mess. I just fall apart. It's like I have two left feet. I don't know what happens.
But I think I actually have two left feet. You know that, like, disorder and Best in
so Maria, girl,
has.
You get it.
Yeah,
like, you go doing get your it. Thing.
So, you guys, thanks for watching. Tune in next week. I'm not sure if it is live shows or whatever. I don't want to say, but anyway,
it's auditions.
But check us out. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV. Follow me at Macedo Music. Follow Marcy
at Marcialago Music
and Ronnie
at Ronnie Junior Media.
Cool. So, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.